Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going to be looking at something pretty interesting, and that's how a company prepares for a big change and how they make sure that the changes they make don't negatively impact safety and the environment.
Yeah, that's actually a really great point, and it's fascinating to see such a proactive approach. You know,
right.
Instead of dealing with consequences after the fact, this is trying to anticipate and mitigate risks from the very beginning.
And I think this is something that might even be relevant to people listening in their own workplaces because, you know, we see this all the time, these huge shakeups.
Absolutely.
So the company we're looking at today is Lawton Chemical Pakistan Limited, and they have a whole procedure dedicated to this laid out in this document called HSENS Procedure 1.02-01, HSENS, Implications of Organization Change.
Yeah, that's a mouthful, but it's pretty fascinating when you get into the details.
It's definitely not light reading, but full of insights for sure. And before we go too far, let's just break down that acronym, HSENS. So that's Health, Safety, Environment, and Security.
It's essentially a framework to ensure that a company operates responsibly and sustainably, thinking about the impact on people and the planet.
And what really caught my eye is this two-stage review process they have for any kind of major organizational change. So whether they're downsizing or expanding or restructuring, they don't just jump in. They kind of take a step back and say, like, okay, what could go wrong and how do we prevent it?
That's smart. And that's a really good way to put it, that two-stage approach, because it lets them look at the big picture, the overall effects, and then they can really drill down into the specifics of how individual processes and operations might be affected.
Okay, I like that. So big picture and then zoom in. So walk me through that first stage. Like, what are they considering in that initial assessment?
So they're defining what they want to achieve, how they measure success. But I think the key part here is identifying what systems need to be in place to prevent negative HSENS impacts. So really thinking about the ripple effects of any decision.
So it's kind of like when you're working at a place and there's a restructure and it can just feel like this chaotic kind of time.
Right.
What I'm hearing is that Lawton Chemical has this system to make sure that chaos doesn't compromise safety or the environment, which I really like. So give me a real world example. Like, what could some of these negative impacts actually look like?
Okay, so imagine a company decides to downsize. Often that means everyone else is doing more work, and if people are overworked, they're stressed, they're tired, and that's when mistakes happen. Lawton Chemical recognizes that and builds systems to prevent those mistakes from becoming accidents.
That makes a lot of sense. It's not just about changing roles on paper. It's understanding how it impacts people on the ground. So they've done this big picture assessment. Then what?
Then they move on to stage two. And this is where it gets into the nitty-gritty. They're really scrutinizing specific processes and operations that are going to be affected by this change. So they're taking stock of existing risks. They're figuring out how are those risks currently managed.
So it's almost like creating the safety net before they make any big moves.
Exactly. And also identifying any new risks that might pop up because of the change, which involves some serious risk assessment and planning.
So it's not just a one-size-fits-all approach. They're really tailoring the assessment to the specific change being made.
Absolutely. They're looking at each change individually and figuring out, okay, what are the potential risks associated with that particular change?
Okay, so they've identified these potential problems, but it can't stop there, right? What are they actually doing to address these things?
This is where it gets really interesting, because they have to then create this detailed action plan to address any identified risks. And this is not some vague document. It includes clear responsibilities assigned to specific people.
Ah, so it's not just, hey, we found some problems. It's, hey, you're fixing this, you're fixing that.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that. Accountability is key.
Accountability is key. And also the timing of this is crucial. It has to be finalized before the change is fully implemented. So they're building that safety net before they take the leap.
That makes sense. Address the concerns before they become real problems. So we've got the two-stage review. We've got this detailed action plan. Anything else in this procedure that stands out to you?
A couple things. One is that it applies to all functions of Lawton Chemical. So it's not just for specific departments. It signals that this is a company-wide commitment to HSENS. Everyone's involved.
Interesting. So it really shows they take it seriously. It's not just a box to tick. It's woven into how they do business. What was the other thing that caught your eye?
They have a special form for assessing the capabilities of employees, specifically those at the section head level and above.
Okay, so not just looking at systems and processes, they're considering the human element.
They are. They're acknowledging that having the right people in place is just as important as having the right plan.
That's pretty insightful and a bit surprising. I wouldn't have thought to factor in individual personalities, but I guess it makes sense. Someone's leadership style or communication skills, that could all impact how well they handle these changes.
Right, for sure.
So I'm curious to hear more about this assessment form and what other details are buried in this document. And we're going to dive into that in just a moment. Welcome back. We're still digging into Lotte Chemical's approach to organizational change. And I got to say, the level of detail they go into is pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. It's not just general guidelines. Like, they actually give prompts and questions to guide the risk assessment, which is super practical.
It's like they've thought of every potential pitfall and created this roadmap to avoid them. So, like, for example, in that first stage, that big picture review, Appendix 1, if you're following along, there's a whole section on communication.
Yeah, that's so important during any kind of change.
Right. And they're not just talking about communicating the changes themselves. They're specifically emphasizing communicating the HSCNS implications of those changes.
So it's not just like, hey, we're restructuring. It's, hey, here's how this might impact workplace safety or environmental procedures. Transparency is key.
Exactly. And they even encourage two-way communication. So it's like, they want feedback and input from all levels of employees, not just management. It's like, we're all in this together. We need everyone's eyes and ears to make sure this happens safely and sustainably.
It's that culture of shared responsibility.
Right. Okay. So we've talked a lot about the process. Can you give me a concrete example of what an HSENS risk might actually look like during an organizational change?
Sure. Let's say a company decides to outsource a lot of its manufacturing. Well, that could introduce new risks, like what are the safety standards of that third-party contractor? What about their environmental practices?
Oh, I see. So it's not just what's happening within the company, it's the ripple effect on their supply chain or their external partners.
Exactly. And it might seem positive on the surface, like maybe it cuts costs or streamlines things. But if they don't carefully vet that contractor's HSENS track record, they could be bringing in hazards or creating environmental impacts they didn't even think about.
Okay, that's such a good example. It really shows how interconnected these things are. Like, you can't just look at organizational change on its own. You have to consider the bigger HSENS ecosystem.
And that's why that two-stage review is so valuable. It forces them to think systematically, holistically about all the potential consequences. So it's being proactive, not reactive, which can really save a lot of trouble later on.
One thing that really stands out to me is their emphasis on documentation. They have forms for everything. There's even a form for assessing the HSENS implications of changes to job descriptions. Like, wow.
It does seem like a lot of paperwork, but it creates this clear paper trail. You can ensure that all potential risks are identified, assessed, and addressed. Nothing falls through the cracks.
So it's not just a conversation. It's written down, signed off on, accountability.
Right. And it helps them track progress over time. You know, they can look back and say, how did we manage risks in the past? What can we learn from that? How can we improve? So it's constantly refining their approach.
It's like a feedback loop. Well, okay, so, you know, we touched on the human element earlier. You mentioned they even assess the capabilities of individual employees. So can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, so in Appendix 3, there's a form called the Functional Capability Assessment Form. And this is for employees at the section head level and above. And it's really interesting because it goes beyond just technical skills and experience.
Like, assessing personality, isn't that a little much?
Well, think about it. The people leading the change, they need to have the right skills to handle the pressure, communicate effectively. This form looks at those behavioral aspects, leadership style, communication skills, how someone makes decisions under pressure.
So it's like a personality test, but for safety.
Yeah, you could say that, because they're recognizing that managing these risks well, it's not just about the knowledge, it's also the mindset, the interpersonal skills.
Okay, that makes sense. You need someone who can stay calm, make good decisions when things get tough, especially if there's safety or environmental concerns involved.
Right, exactly.
So what else is on this form? What kind of things are they looking for?
Well, they're looking at a person's ability to identify and analyze risks. You know, their understanding of HSENS regulations and procedures, their communication and leadership skills, even their ability to motivate and influence others.
Wow. So it's like, they're really doing a deep dive into each individual, not just a quick glance at a resume. They're trying to understand the whole person.
They're looking for people who are not only competent, but also have the judgment, the character to prioritize safety and environmental protection. That's part of how they make decisions.
This whole deep dive has been so eye-opening. It makes you think about organizational change differently. It's not just about adapting to the market or being more efficient. It's about managing risk, protecting people, and protecting the environment.
It's about realizing that every decision has potential consequences, and we have responsibility to think those through, try to mitigate them as best we can.
And that's a lesson that applies to any organization going through change, big or small. So, you know, as we wrap up this part of the deep dive, I want to leave you with a question. How does your workplace approach organizational change? Do they think about the potential impacts on health, safety, and the environment?
Maybe this is giving you some food for thought, some ideas to bring back to your own workplace.
Right. Creating a safer, more sustainable future, that's a team effort. We all have a role to play. So thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And we'll be back in just a moment to explore the final pieces of this puzzle. Okay, so we're back, and we've seen how Lotte Chemical really prioritizes HSENS in their approach to organizational change with this like super detailed two-stage review, all that documentation, even personality assessments for key personnel. So the question is, does it actually work?
Yeah. I mean, that's what everyone wants to know, right?
Right.
I mean, we don't have access to their internal data on like safety incidents or environmental performance.
Right.
But just the fact that they have this procedure in place shows that they're serious about managing these risks proactively.
It's like they're saying, let's try to anticipate the safety and environmental bumps in the road before we hit them and have a plan ready.
Exactly. And I think that kind of forward thinking can really pay off. If you can identify and mitigate those risks early on, you're reducing the chances of accidents, environmental incidents, and all the costs that go with that.
Right. It's a win for the company, the employees, and the environment.
Absolutely.
I am curious about the role of the chief executive in all this. The document mentions them quite a bit.
Yeah, the chief executive plays a really critical role. They're ultimately responsible for making sure that this whole process is embedded in the company culture.
Okay.
So they're setting the tone from the top, you know, signaling that safety and environmental responsibility are core values, and that it actually drives how decisions are made.
It's one thing to just say, oh, safety is important, but it's another to actually build it into your processes like this.
Right. And their involvement goes beyond just like approving the procedure. They can actually nominate specific managers to participate in this whole review process.
So they're really making sure the right people are involved.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a hands-on approach to leadership.
It is. And that kind of leadership is so important for creating that culture of safety and environmental stewardship. It's not just about compliance. It's about making sure everyone feels empowered to, you know, speak up about potential risks and be part of the solution.
That shared responsibility that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Everyone from the CEO down to the, you know, frontline workers has a role to play in making sure that these changes happen safely and sustainably.
When everyone is invested in HSENS, it becomes part of who they are as a company, not just an afterthought.
So this whole deep dive has been incredibly eye-opening. You know, it makes you realize that organizational change, it's not just about moving boxes and redrawing org charts. It's about managing risk, protecting people, and the planet.
It's about understanding that every decision we make has the potential to create consequences.
Yeah.
And we have a responsibility to think those through.
And that's a lesson that applies not just to the Lotte Chemical, but to any organization going through change, whether it's big or small. So as we wrap up, I want to leave you with a question. How does your workplace approach organizational change? Do they consider those impacts on health, safety, and the environment?
Hopefully this has given you some food for thought, some ideas you can take back to your own workplace.
Absolutely. Creating a safer and more sustainable future is a team effort. We all have a part to play. So thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep asking those tough questions.